It's Morning Edition here on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. Lauren McLean is here, Boise City Council President, but by now you certainly know that she is in a special election to determine who should be the next mayor of Boise. Lauren McLean, good morning.
Good morning, George. Thanks for having me.
What did you learn from the general election and the results from that?
Well, I learned that the people in the city really want to be involved and heard by their elected officials, that they recognize that our city's at a crossroads, that we have new challenges and need new leadership and a fresh perspective to tackle them, but also with the ballot measures that they expect to be listened to and responded to, especially when they're big ticket items.
Okay, here we are. It's the special election is tomorrow. What are you confident about in this special election and what might keep you up at night?
I think tonight I will be up all night. I would say that I am confident that we have had the conversation as a city that we needed to have this year because we have grown so much and we truly are at a crossroads. We've come far in 16 years. Can't ignore the legacy and the impact that the current mayor has had on our city. But we have a lot of new challenges. And when I jumped into this race, I was kept up at night by, you know, the fear that this I might be, you know, alone in this race, and the belief that we needed to have tough conversations about affordable housing, about how we make progress to impact traffic and congestion, protect our air quality, build our economy. And I didn't know, you know, jumping into the race back in May, what would come from this, but feel so good about the democratic process that we've seen, the incredible record-breaking turnout that Boise experienced a month ago when citizens showed up at the polls and voted for a new choice in mayor, and know that after tomorrow when the results are in, we will all have benefited from the tough conversations and dialogue around where we head next.
Can you speak to your decision to stop further one-on-one debates with your opponent?
Oh, happy to. You know, we had 8 forums before the first election. That was a lot. I attended all 8. The mayor missed one of them. He had another event going on. And we knew in advance of the election that if there was a runoff, we'd have the City Club, which is a really important forum, traditionally the forum for debates around big decisions. And we had that, and what we saw in that was many of the questions were the same questions that we'd discussed 8 times before that, and then theatrics that really aren't good for our city. So in my mind, the election didn't start over on election night when voters chose their choice for mayor. This special election has been a continuation of the entire season, a continuation of the conversations with voters, where I've listened to the public and shared my vision with the public and responded to, you know, questions from the other side and showed up for tough forums and realized that most importantly as our city moves forward, we need to walk away from the theatrics, the gotcha politics that slip into those forums or debates and continue to have the real face-to-face conversations about where we head with voters. And that's how I've spent the last 4 weeks.
I want to talk a little bit about flip-flopping. And among the criticisms from the Beter campaign, that has been the most consistent talking point, flip-flopping, saying that your opinions on a number of issues had changed.
Well, I point out that that seemed to be their message before the election on November 5th. And since then, they probably fall more into that camp than I do. But my hope is that their change in positions in the last 4 weeks has been from authentic reaction and listening to the public rather than for political gain in this election. But we've seen, unfortunately, that when I reflected on what I'd heard from the public, either as a council member, council president in the last couple of years, or as a candidate, it was deemed, you know, that. And I've said all along that actually when you're in office, when you're presented with new information, you should always be willing to acknowledge you might have made a mistake or that we're in a new place because nothing stays static. And so I maintain that as I worked through this election cycle talking with voters, that feedback was real and has influenced my policy ideas and decisions.
I hadn't looked at this in some time, but recently someone pointed me to a conversation that we had 9 years ago.
9 years ago, before I was on the city council.
That's right. You were to be appointed to the city council. It was a few days before being sworn in, and I asked, what would you say to someone who may think that you would be lockstep with whatever the mayor wants? And you said, I would say they don't know me very well.
I think I also might have said in that interview that I really saw my role as one of an independent elected official that was, after that, accountable to the people of this community and charged with the responsibility of thinking about the future of our city that we all love so much. And that has always been my through line as an elected official, that I am accountable to the people and loyal to this city. And that is how each of us as elected officials should think daily and show through the actions that we take.
In the same interview, you also said that you dreaded seeing your name in the newspaper.
That's why I'm on radio, because you can't print my name.
Other than the governor of Idaho, I think you and the mayor are probably in the newspaper more than anyone.
It's been a crazy 6-7 months.
I'm assuming you're okay with it.
I've gotten used to it. But I have to say that it still is a weird thing to wake up and not know what you might see printed. But a beautiful thing to have had the opportunity to talk with so many people in this community about the place we love, the people we hold dear, and the vision we have for our city moving forward.
Lauren McLean, best of luck.
Thank you so much.